Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is the Honorable Al Redmer, Jr., who is Insurance Commissioner for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Commissioner Redmer is here today to talk to us about insurance in Maryland, how we can protect ourselves, and how we can find out more information about things that affect us every day. So, Commissioner,
Al, absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Al, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar with the Maryland Insurance Administration, could you please tell us a little bit about?
Sure. The Maryland Insurance Administration is the state agency that protects Maryland consumers regarding most aspects of insurance. So as you know, an insurance policy is a contract mm-hmm. between an individual or a business and an insurance carrier. And we make sure that business is engaged in appropriately and legally. And we spend a lot of time protecting Maryland consumers.
You certainly do. You certainly do. And what is your responsibilities as commissioner, and what's your background?
Sure. Well, as the commissioner, I, for lack of a better term, would be the CEO of the organization, and I've basically been in the insurance business my entire adult life. I've been on mm-hmm. the broker side of the business, where I represent individuals and businesses with insurance carriers, and I actually ran an insurance carrier for a period of time. While I was in the insurance business, I also spent 13 years in the Maryland House of Delegates, where I got to look at the industry, obviously, from a different vantage point.
Right.
And then in 2003, Governor Ehrlich appointed me as Maryland's insurance commissioner the first time. I served as commissioner under the Ehrlich administration, went back into private practice, and then Governor Hogan recruited me back again this past January.
So you've been all over the industry.
I have. I've had the opportunity to view the industry from a variety of vantage points, which gives me a unique background as it compares to prior commissioners. And I'm fond of saying that I've been around long enough and have done so many different things that You cannot pull the wool over my eyes.
That's right. That's right. So that you've also been doing this long enough so that you know where the bones are buried.
Well, I do. I do. Yeah. I was commissioner for 3 months in 2003 when we were hit with Hurricane Isabel.
Oh, right, right.
I was commissioner for a little over 3 months this time, where we've been hit with all of the issues affecting Baltimore City over the last couple of weeks. So, we've got battle scars, but I'll tell you, we've got about 255 individuals at the Maryland Insurance Administration whose sole objective every day is protecting Maryland consumers. They have a tremendous breadth of experience, and they work very hard protecting all of us.
Yeah, that they do. And I wanted to just thank the Maryland Insurance Administration over the year for being a partner
sure.
in my organization, the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, in trying to inform the public of its rights. And we
appreciate your organization helping us get the word out. A lot of folks don't even know that we're here. They don't know what we do. And so the help that you, your organization, others provide is really a great service.
Well, thank you so much. How can someone find out more information about the?
Our telephone number is 410-468-2000, and our website is mdinsurance.md.us, mdinsurance.md.us, and we've got a lot of information, including specific contact information for individuals on the website.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's a good website, and I urge folks to check it out. Let's talk about homeowners insurance.
Sure.
In Maryland. There is a lot of confusion about what it is and what it isn't, and how you get it and how you don't get it, types of coverage and everything else. Could you give us a primer, please?
Well, sure. Yeah. The most important thing that folks need to realize is you really need to chat with a trained, educated professional, whether it's an agent or broker or whether it's an insurance company representative, to help them guide you through the process. And it's also very important to find out what you have, what's covered, and more importantly, what's not covered. You know, so many people call a broker and say, you know, here's a copy of my policy. Give me a quote with another carrier to see if you can save me money. And I understand that process. However, the rhetorical question is, what if you have the wrong coverage?
Right.
To get a better price on something that you don't need or is not valuable to you doesn't make a lot of sense. But a homeowner's policy, usually you have an amount of coverage for your dwelling. You have a different amount of coverage for your personal property. That's the stuff that you own that's in your dwelling. And a separate limit of liability for liability coverage. If somebody hurts themselves when they are on your property. So it's important to know what's covered, whether you have replacement cost, which means they will rebuild for you regardless of the cost, or whether you have some other type of coverage.
Great. Thank you. How can someone – let's just do a basic question here.
Mm-hmm.
How can someone find a good broker?
Well, you know, the best thing to do is ask friends, associates, and relatives who they use and are they satisfied or not. Obviously, you can go to Google and do a search. You can go to social media and ask friends and associates there. But a recommendation from somebody who's valuable to you is always a good place to start.
Great, thanks. A number of the folks that are listening, of course, are renters or know people that are renters. What would you say about renters insurance?
Well, sure. Renters insurance is important. You cannot insure the structure unless it's a condominium, but you can insure your personal property and also insure the liability, again, if somebody gets hurt while they're on your property. But, again, it's important to know not only what's covered, but what's not covered. So as an example, typically flooding is not covered under a basic homeowner's policy. You have to get a separate policy for that. Typically, earthquakes, any damage because of the movement of earth, mudslides, those kinds of things, are not covered from a traditional policy. You can usually have it added, but it doesn't come with the base policy. That's why it's so important to look at what's covered and not covered.
Acts of God.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Not that anything is not in one way or the other.
Right, exactly. That's true.
So you would urge folks to get renter's insurance. I know a lot of folks think of renter's insurance as they got tight budgets anyway.
Well, it is tight budgets, but if you look at a renter's policy, you're going to get some coverage, and it's going to cost you maybe $100 or $150 a year or something like that. So it's, you know, I understand times are tough, budgets are important, but it's a value judgment you can make. So I'm not saying rush out and buy it. What I'm suggesting is you should look at it. Look at what it covers, look at what it costs, and that way you can make an informed, educated decision.
Great. Thank you. We just finished the session.
Yes.
And I know as somebody who used to be in the session,
right.
you pay very close attention to what they do.
Sure.
But I know that there's always something new in the world of insurance. Especially from the perspective of our state representative,
right.
And our governor. Could you please kind of give us an update on anything that has changed in the last year or so?
Interestingly, during this legislative session, as it relates to homeowners specifically and property and casualty insurance generally, there really was not much that changed. I can tell you that there's a lot that the industry, the carriers that are out there. There's a lot that they want to change, but they erred on the side of giving me time to get reacclimated to the office before bringing legislative proposals to Annapolis. They recognized that my first day in office was the second week of the legislative session. So because there's a lot of things that the industry has asked me to look at, we have devoted three upcoming days for the industry to bring us their concerns. So we have a day where we will be talking about all of the insurance laws in Maryland to see what feedback that they have. A second day, we will deal with insurance regulations and bulletins. And then thirdly, we're going to be looking at the operational aspects of the Maryland Insurance Administration to get folks feedback about what they like, they don't like, and then we'll be looking at some of these issues over the summer.
Great. How can our listeners give some input on things that they find that they would love to
talk? Oh, I'd love to hear that personally. The telephone number for me directly is 410-468-2090. And my email address, and I get each one personally, is Al, just A-L, dot Redmer, R-E-D-M-E-R, at Maryland. You have to spell out the word Maryland, dot gov. Al.redmer at Maryland.gov. And if folks have any questions, comments, or observations, I'd love to hear them. And again, we handle consumer complaints, thousands and thousands of them every year. So if somebody's premium went up too high, if a claim was not paid to the satisfaction of the consumer, they contact us. We do an investigation. And at the end of the investigation, if the carrier has somehow failed to comply with Maryland law and Maryland regulation, we have tools at our disposal. We can force them to pay claims that they don't want to pay. We can get them to rescind price increases if they were done inappropriately. And we spend a lot of time doing that for consumers, again, to make sure that carriers and other stakeholders in the business are engaging in business appropriately.
That's a great service. That's a great service. And they can file that complaint or get that information by going on the website?
That's exactly right. And they can actually file the complaint online as well. And again, that website is mdinsurance.md.us.
Okay, that's wonderful. And let me applaud you for your open door policy in terms of getting complaints and comments and stuff from the public.
Well, that's the only way we improve.
That's true.
You know, we at the Maryland Insurance Administration, there is nobody sitting in an ivory tower. Number one, we don't have an ivory tower. But if we did, there wouldn't be anybody sitting there.
Yeah, the legislature certainly wouldn't approve.
You know, we love hearing what's happening in real life, and what are we doing that makes sense, what doesn't make sense, and that's the only way that we can improve and have a competitive marketplace that is that's working appropriately.
Right, and the way that people can, way that the individual consumer can protect him or herself is to complain, know the law, go on.
Complaining and also educating themselves as to how it works. That's why it's very important, no matter what we do in life, to have a professional person that can give us the advice that we need and help us walk through what sometimes are complicated transactions.
That's right. It's very important and something that the Maryland Insurance Administration does very well. We're about out of time, Al. Could you please give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure, absolutely. Again, it's the Maryland Insurance Administration is mdinsurance.md.us, or they can call 410-468-2000.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
For Living in Baltimore, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guests, Mr. Al Redmer, Jr., who is Insurance Commissioner for the State of Maryland, the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you so much, Al.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We will. Thanks.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.